Welcome back to the Whole Life Podcast Show. I am Dr. Barbara. What is a broken heart and how does it heal? Today, we're going to learn more about what a broken heart is and how it heals. We talked last week about Proverbs 18:14. A spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? We talked about Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. That he has come to bind up the brokenhearted. We talked a little bit about the neuroscience of under trauma. We also looked at other scriptures such as Psalm 147:3, Psalm 34:18, Luke 15, about the Lord binding up and healing our broken heart and going after the lost parts of our heart. We talked about some Hebrew and Greek words for healing and for brokenheartedness. And we came to understand that the word brokenhearted means devastated, destroyed, traumatized, shattered, broken. We also came to understand that a broken heart has a type of pain that lights up in the brain under scans that lights up in the same places, the interior cingulate cortex and the insula, the same places that we feel where we feel physical pain. I talked about the story of being lost in the woods and being covered in scars and blood and gouges. And not even realizing I was all scraped up and needing to rest and have ointment, cover my body in ointment and rest to heal from that time of trauma. That's a picture of where we're at today. Maybe you have just realized you are covered, your soul is covered in wounds. Maybe you went through something where you desperately tried to survive, and now you're like, okay, I'm through it, and I am not myself. This could be an unwanted divorce, or infidelity, or a deep betrayal by a friend. This could be that you've realized your family of origin was not the happy, blessed family you thought it was, that maybe it was really good, but there are some pieces that were not effective in your upbringing, that now there is pain and you're wondering what to do with this pain. And this is where so many of us get entangled because we think if I can repent harder, if I can repent better, I won't hurt anymore. Or if I can escape this pain by being busy, I won't hurt anymore. We try to spiritually bypass it by doing spiritual activities, engaging in more and more. Busy. Sometimes we escape with food, or we escape with streaming, or we escape with mood-altering substances or activities. But beloved, we will never outrun our pain. I just sense that many of you are running, and he's saying, you beloved, come back, because you won't outrun your pain, and it's okay. You can face it with him and with safe others. You see, that pain belongs to him. We do need to repent of the sins we engage in out of our pain, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the self-pity, the numbing behaviors, but the wound itself needs to come to him. Because scripture says he heals the broken heart, he binds up the broken heart. Let's think about the Samaritan woman. She was isolated. She was ashamed. She was at the well at the heat of the day, probably to avoid whispers. Her story was full of broken marriages and traumas that she couldn't change. She had a broken past. Women had very little power in that day and area. So she did not have authority to divorce on her own. We can only speculate what happened, but needless to say, she was definitely hurting. And yet Jesus sought her out. Beloved, in your places that are hiding from people, that are going out in the heat of the day so that you're not exposed to everyone being at the well in the morning, the places you're hiding from, Jesus is showing up to these places right now. He named her truth. He called out her wound, not to condemn her, but to offer her living water in her very place of destitution. You see, there was not just words exchanged between him and the Samaritan woman. It was a spiritual exchange because she left there so different that the encounter literally changed her heart, filled her with hope to the point that she ran back to the people she had been hiding from and converted her whole town. The early church tradition remembers her as Photina, equal to the apostles, whose witness helped bring her community to Jesus and who later died a martyr's death for her faith. This woman went from broken-hearted and hiding to a champion of the faith, strong, honorable, full through an encounter with Jesus. Beloved, that's what God does. He seeks us in our hiding places, heals us, and then he uses us to bring hope to others. But the cost is time with Jesus. We must meet him at our well, and we must stop looking for water, for healing in the wrong places, and turn to the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Beloved, I know what it is to hurt. My father, when he took his life, I dropped to my knees when I found out. I felt like the breath had been taken out of me. I dreamt that I had gotten to him just before he exploded for 7 years. He died by shooting himself in the head. I couldn't rest or feel fully safe, and I had to grapple with my faith. But the Lord, over time, his presence soothed the wound. I went through unwanted divorce. I was in ministry with my husband. This shattered me. I had a dream right before he left that I was in a vehicle, but my social security and all my identity cards had been taken. And going through a divorce, where especially where you've been in some form of ministry together, feels like your social security and your identity is stolen, especially when you've had childhood trauma like I have had. But the one I really want to share with you is my mother wound. My mother did the best she could, and she's now with Jesus. I'm happy to say that she has passed, and she confessed Jesus as her Savior before she passed. But for so long, I felt orphaned. My mother used to repeatedly tell me she hated me. She would kick me out of the house in drunken rages. I was even homeless for part of my growing up because she just would never let me back in the house for a good part of a year. And so I literally felt when I became a Christian for a long while that this wound in my heart was unhealable. It felt like it was impossible for the Lord to heal that wound. And yet it does not feel that way today. In fact, today I have the honor of ministering to many as mother of many. He has given me beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. Beloved, I've learned this. God doesn't just wait for us to come to him. He searches for us. Jesus tells us in Luke 15, he gives us three parables. The shepherd that leaves the 99 to look for the lost sheep, the woman who leaves the nine coins to look for the one that was lost. The Father is seeking the lost parts of your heart. Maybe there's a part of your heart that you have walled off. Maybe you've closed it off. Maybe it just feels too deep to name. Maybe you feel a sense of shame around this wound, that it feels unreachable. It just feels like the pain is so big and so deep that you wonder if God is big enough to heal it. Beloved, I'm here to tell you, oh, he is more than enough. All right, let me talk to you about the heart journey path of healing. You see, these places of wound in our heart are very big and deep and strong and scary to go to. That's why we avoid them so much. And so we start out with building safety and stability in our nervous system. We work on tools to gain safety and stability in our minds, in our emotions, in our nervous system. And we do this by weaving Jesus and his presence into some tools, such as grounding tools and the Heart Journey Mind Mansion tools and the Eyes of Jesus tool. And we go through between 26 and 30 tools that help regulate the nervous system, the emotions, and just our body, mind, will, and emotions. Then we move into unique encounters with Jesus that are in the very places of our unmet needs, our broken heart, and our trauma. The very places where boundaries were ruptured, we bring him in and we use the power of the presence of Jesus, the person of Jesus. He's a person, he's a Lord, he's God, but he's also, his presence heals, just him coming into a memory. And we let him give us back what was taken away from us. He restores the places long devastated. I've watched him do this with so many people, time and time again. And we use what science calls memory reconsolidation, where we open up the memory and then we have an event that is not expected by our nervous system, called a prediction error, come in. And for us, that's Jesus. Our traumatized mind is not expecting the safety of Jesus. So we bring Jesus in and we experience healing. Then we move into forgiveness of ourself and others, but we forgive ourselves at every age and stage, and we forgive others. And we also look at what behavior patterns have I used to cope with my trauma, to cope with the hurt. Here is where metanoia comes in, that turnaround to repent. We also engage with restorative practices, social disciplines, but also we change the narrative by allowing ourselves to have some of those things that trauma took away from us. The good. We learn to taste goodness daily with the Lord. We rebuild trust with ourselves, with others. We learn to do relationships differently in our relationship with God. That channel from our end becomes more and more clear as we remove these wounds and these patterns that have developed from these wounds. We learn to live out of our life purpose and define our life purpose and learn to live out of it. Let's come back to Proverbs 18:14, a wounded spirit who can bear? Beloved, sometimes we think we're supposed to carry everything, and yet we're so tired. Our back hurts from trying to carry the pain that we've been trying to deny for so long. But Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Beloved, The Lord is wanting to meet you right where you are. And what I'm asking is, will you open up your heart and say, Jesus, heal my broken heart? I'm encouraging you to do a couple things. One is sit with the Lord every day, 10 minutes a day, with Him, letting your We're going to do the sun bathing that we talked about earlier in the podcast. I think we might have talked about that last podcast, the S-O-N bathing, where we cuddle with Jesus, where we sit in the sunshine, S-O-N shine of His Spirit, with the wound fully exposed before Him, just saying, Jesus, be with me. Heal my broken heart. It needs time with Him. Your wound needs the ointment of the only one who heals, Jehovah Rapha. Just like in the story I told in last week's podcast, when I was covered with all those scrapes and my mom covered me with ointment and told me to rest. You're going to cover yourself with the ointment of the Holy Spirit by welcoming Jesus to heal your wounds, and you're going to rest in His presence. Let me pray for you if you would. And I also want to encourage you to join us if you're a woman who's an adult in our Heart Journey mentoring and community experience. Go to drbarbaraministries.org/experience. And if you struggle with rejection, I have a free gift for you. Go to drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. Lord, I pray for my sisters and brothers. Father, I'm asking you to confirm this message and to release such amazing healing to heal the broken hearts. God, minister even right now. Let my brothers and sisters feel like that ointment of your healing presence, the warmth, the love, the power. Lord, I think about how Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And there's a power of God unto the total salvation, total wholeness of our souls. Not just eternally, but in the here and now as well. And I pray for that power, that dunamis power of your Spirit to heal hearts right now. I pray that we would get testimony after testimony of those who say, I was changed from that release from this day forward. In Jesus' name, heal the broken hearted. Help them to be willing to face it, to stop running, and to be healed, God. I think of the woman with the issue of blood. If I can just touch His garment, I'll be healed. Jesus, we have your full resurrection power. We touch you right now. Thank you that you touch us right now, and that healing really is the children's bread. My friends, we'll continue to talk about healing from trauma. We're going to talk about triggers soon. What are triggers, and what do we do about them? I love you. I'm with you. Make sure you're following me on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Facebook. You have all my faith, hope, and love, and I'll see you in the next Whole Life Podcast and Heart Journey Podcast. Mwah.